This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Jumping Jiminy's and holy bejesus, what day is it?
Sunday.
Who let this guy in? Hey, everybody, this is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in. We're coming to you live on the Sunday night edition, 2 days past VD. That's Valentine's Day for those of you who didn't get any disease. And somebody somehow decided it'd be a good idea to let me in here today and sort of pilot this thing. So I will be your host, Captain Kickass, and I'm joined tonight by...
I'm Ian.
And Richie Rich.
And we're glad to be here and to have you as our listeners. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Call in and talk about whatever you'd like to bring up. Richie Rich, we were talking a little bit earlier, I know I titled the show something about outlandish baby names.
Which means we should probably get into it straight away.
We should probably just jump right into this, because it's an interesting concept, and I understand why people are doing it, but I also don't know if I agree with it.
Well, okay, agreeing with the, we can jump into it, but what do you think you're going to disagree with?
Well,
off the top.
I mean, I don't know if it's a good idea to name your kid something so unique that it stands out on social media.
Okay.
Right? There's something to be said about a kid named Bob Smith.
Right. But it's hard to get the domain name Bob Smith.
That's a fact.
Right.
Okay. So, wait, what's going on? People are naming their kids...
Many parents giving their babies outlandish names to stand out on social media.
I mean, are we even going to have social media by the time their kids get old enough? Is that still going to be a thing in 10 years or whatever?
Oh, I mean, I...
The internet will definitely be it.
So, sure, but will the fad of social media be there in the way that it is today? Or will it be something else entirely?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer to it, but... I mean, as it stands right now, I have to think it's going to be around in some form.
You would think so. I mean, Facebook has certainly been king for a decade. There's no doubt about that.
And MySpace before it.
But is Facebook going to stay on top forever? And if not, what will it be replaced by?
Float.app. Why not?
I thought that was a app for your cleaning your toilet.
No.
Float.
That's funny.
Yeah. Deucin.
All right.
So each new generation of parents are faced with a unique set of challenges that their parents before them never encountered. Times change and society evolves. That's certainly nothing new. However, a recent survey of 1,772 British parents find that many may be doing their children a serious disservice, all in the name of potential social media followers.
We better name our kids something weird so they can get lots of social media followers.
Later, we'll get to it. Later in the article, there's the list.
Is that why people follow others on social media? Is it because of their name, or is it because of the things that they are doing with their social media? They're posting photos or stories or, anecdotes that are interesting, right? How many people have ever followed somebody, oh, that guy's got a cool name. I should, I care what he thinks now. Huh?
As L Captain Kickass on the Facebook, I mean several people when they friended me or whatever, like, hey, everybody, check it out, I'm friends with this guy named Captain Kickass. Yeah. So I mean, I'm guilty of doing this as well. Although Captain
that wasn't
Kickass
your reason for it.
No, Captain Kickass predates the internet,
right.
So as a nickname. So
the most unique one that I've ever come across prior to this article maybe was used as a story in, I think, marketing class in college, when I was going to college. And it was about this female black executive named Marijuana Pepsi.
Okay.
That was her name. Her parents named her Marijuana Pepsi. And
wow.
It was a unique name. The sign on the door said, if you're here for marijuana, have a seat, right? Because that's funny, too. But it was to show that, you know, even though some folks will say that names can make the person, right? If you have a unique name in the phone interview, you're less likely to get an interview later, you know, get a face-to-face interview. She managed to surpass all of that.
More likely?
No, less likely.
A unique name is less likely to get you an interview?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a racial thing, right? Because black folks have unique names.
In a lot of cases.
In a lot of cases. And so if the phone interviewer, like, they see the name on the resume, they call, they talk to you, you have a black sounding name, you sound black on the phone, you don't get in for the interview.
Yeah.
But this chick, Marijuana Pepsi, managed to, you know, get through all of that and become her own executive.
I mean, I don't know, because, like, Native Americans have interesting names, right? Like, the Sioux Indians are named things like, you know, John Two Bulls or, you know, Jane Running Deer, stuff like that. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Does that apply the same way to names like that, you think?
Maybe not for Native Americans, but I'm sure depends on the executive, right? Like, I'm not going to defend the executives going like, that sounds like a black dude, so I'm not going to bring him in for the interview.
Right.
But the fact is, it happens, right? So there was a period of time where they said, well, if you want your kid to be able to get a good job, give him a white sounding name so that they have to, like, get to the interview process before they can dismiss him from the job.
Apparently she's Dr. Marijuana Pepsi.
Well,
now.
There you go. I don't know when she got the doctorate, but I don't
remember
that.
That's as good as nobody, really. It might be better if it was like Dr. Marijuana Doritos or something. I had a little more. Yeah.
Wow.
But even still, right, 20 years later, that's a name that I still remember.
Sure. That is a memorable name. There's no doubt. I remember a talk show host who I was a big fan of growing up, Lionel, did a show all about some of the strangest names that, you know, you've ever heard of. And a lot of those names were associated with black people. They have some very unusual names, some kind of embarrassing. The most memorable that, you know, from that episode, and there were dozens of them that were rattled off, was Shatita.
Okay.
S-H-I-T-H-E-A-D.
Oh, my God.
With an A at the end.
Got if you it. Read it right.
Shatita.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Did not think that one through, baby. Yeah. Or perhaps they did. All right. In all, 7% of respondents said they've already given their baby a made-up name, and 65% are at least willing to consider such a move. Now, I'm going to pause there because there
are
was...
Are they going to give us some examples?
There's two top ten lists. But I'm going to pause there because there's an editor's note at the bottom of the article and said that for sensitivity purposes, they don't want to use the term made-up names. And instead,
well, all names are made up, right? Somebody made them up at some point.
At some point, right? Like, another, like Wendy, right?
That is a scientific fact. Yeah.
they wanted to change it from made up to new age names. So I just wanted to get that in there in case anyone's like offended by the term made up names.
What's the difference between a made up name and a new age name?
Nothing. It's just one triggers some people, one doesn't.
Made up names triggers people, huh?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. A few examples of these new age baby names include Jaspin.
Jaspin.
Elizabeth. Renlow.
They're just running names together.
There's a portmanteau. Yeah. Is what they are.
Mavery.
Technicalities, right?
Mavery?
Mavery. M-A-E-V-E-R-Y.
It's like Avery and Mary
and
or something.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Don't see any names you like? How about Tovin or Evabeth?
Wow. This sounds like, speaking of social media, a meme I saw where they're talking about, like, the not Star Trek names of Star Trek characters.
Okay.
So instead of Tuvok, they had Threevok, stuff like that.
There's a guy that I follow on Twitter who frequently will post polls on, like, the best made-up name for, like, this product or this subject or, you know, this character name. And some of those are funny, too. I couldn't give you any off the top of my head. But even if the names themselves aren't willing to, aren't willing to choose such a name, a staggering 94% of respondents admitted that made-up baby names are very much in these days. Apparently, these parents believe they are helping their kids by selecting a rare name. The survey commissioned by Channel Mom noted that 72% of all respondents believe a unique name will help their child stand out from the crowd.
I think that's true. Yes. I don't know if, you know, doing it because social media is the reason to do it, but to make a name more memorable is a good idea. I mean, I'm more likely to remember an unusual name than Tom, Dick, or Harry.
You know? Sure. And again, if social media is where things are happening, right, that's where you have to stand out.
Right? Are you having a child? Would you consider naming your child something weird in order for them to stand out on social media? Would you consider maybe a corporation paying you to name them for you? Give us your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This Sunday, we'll have the Weed Eater Tractor Pulse. Yeah, I don't know. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. Yes, this is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're coming at you live tonight. Feel free to give us a call. With you tonight, it's myself, L Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And Richie Rich.
And what is in a name, right? We've talked a little bit about names. We've talked about, you know, even like my nicknames and that kind of thing. And Richie Rich has brought us in an article talking about... parents are naming their kids sort of rather outlandish things in order to be recognized on
new age
for social media purposes to make sure their kids can get followers, because that's got to be the most important thing as a parent, right?
Well, and again, I don't know if it's just for followers. It could just be to stand out, because if you look for Bob Smith, that's the name you used earlier. Yeah. If you look for Bob Smith on Facebook, how many are going to show up versus like Tobin?
Yeah, so one thing that I do know about Facebook is at one point they shut my account down because they said I wasn't using my authentic name.
Yep.
Right? This was in one of those big algorithm sweeps where they wiped out Native Americans, some you know, trans folks who use weird names because they're performers, you know, all that kind of thing. And so, you know, I had to do a little dance or whatever. They turned my account back on after I did a dance. What I found out in my quest to prove to them that, you know, they had a bigger problem than what they're looking at is I actually did a Facebook search for folks named Richard Cranium. Now, you do the math on that one and figure out the alternate name there. But there was like 785 people named Richard Cranium.
Amazing.
On their platform. And, I mean...
There was also a lot of freemen and voluntarists, like, within the community as well that got wiped out in those sweeps.
Well, let's go to your calls for the moment. We have Graham in Pennsylvania. Graham, you're live on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you guys are talking about, like, names and how they impact people. In America, because most people speak English, it kind of there's a built-in bias. So if you have, like, an easy name that rolls off the tongue, like, for example, my first name is English, and my parents
English
named
Graham.
Five of my... Yes, yes. And my parents named five of their other kids with English names.
Okay.
Go on.
And professionally, it sounds good on a resume, you know, Graham and my last name.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, day-to-day contact, people mess my name up all the time. They'll call me Grant, Gray, Grim, something like that.
Wow.
And which is one reason why people should... Like you mentioned about that one woman named her kid to what, Marijuana Pepsi?
That was her name. Dr. Marijuana Pepsi now.
Yeah. Like, if you don't put more thought into the name, personally, day to day, it could make your life a lot, you know, worse, growing up especially. Because my first name's Graham and I'm Caucasian, so basically I ended up having to hear, like, Graham Cracker.
Of course.
A lot growing up.
Teddy Graham.
Golden Graham.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone's been teased with their name in some form or fashion as a child. I don't think there's any name away from that.
But what I had to do is to kind of deflect from that to make a joke about it. I would say, no, my parents named me Kilogram, like cocaine kilogram, something like that.
That would be your heavy metal name, Kilogram. Right?
There you go.
Or
even your rap name, right? Killa, K-A-L-L-A, apostrophe, and then Graham.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe like, you know, Graham Cracker with a C-K.
Should trademark all of that immediately.
All right, any other thoughts, Graham?
I understand that the name shouldn't matter, but really when it comes to, like, say, dealing with law enforcement, they're going to really treat you a lot better if your name is, like, John Smith and as opposed to, you know, Dr. Marijuana Pepsi.
Sure. Yes. Officer Marijuana Pepsi, what's your badge number, please? 420.
No, I mean the person the police are the suspect or the accused.
It's an interesting commentary on society in general, right? That the name that you were given means so much to other people that they will treat you differently because of it.
All right, Graham, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Interestingly, if you think about the origin of names, right, it used to be your occupation, right? So, Bob Goldsmith, right?
Sure.
Guess what he did? He was a goldsmith, right?
Dickinson?
He was the son of Dickens.
Sure.
Right. Or a pedophile, depending on your kind of thought. Yeah. Speaking of fantastic names, we have Jim Bob calling in from Texas. Jim Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, fellas.
Hey, Jim Bob.
I was dubbed the greatest ever by Peter Lionel. Lionel's call screener, the night the Zigzag Zale Miller took stage to RNC convention in 2004.
It was a good voice for the first line, but... He couldn't hold it.
How you doing, Captain Kickass?
Oh, it's James, who's neither witty nor kind.
Can I?
Yeah. So this is the guy that calls in and won't
just
stop talking.
Just because you turn him down there doesn't mean he'll be turned down.
No, I know.
Radio.
I'm fully
he's
aware.
Just potting him down, man.
Yeah, Captain Kickass.
No, but what I mean is,
oh really?
The radio listeners are not hearing that.
They're not. Well,
yeah. So you can't do that to him.
Right.
If you want to put him on hold, then put him on hold.
No, James.
I am on hold.
No, you're not. You're right here.
James, you have a question?
Let me speak.
Go ahead.
Then let me speak. Yeah, I have a question, Captain.
What is it?
Ask, but I won't say liquor, that which you are. That's actually a far wittier moniker for you than what you are.
Why is that an insult?
Calling yourself.
That's the new thing to do.
He's exercising his singular wit again.
The funny thing, I literally was dubbed the greatest caller by Peter because Lionel loved when I called in until I said what I would do to War Churchill, which is exactly the same thing I would do to Mark Edge.
Yeah, all right. I'm done with him.
Boring.
Yeah, not only are you boring and redundant, but, until...
He actually had a good accent, on the first line. I didn't know it was him until, his second sentence.
Who threatens a child that they've never met and has never done any harm to them just because they don't like a particular personality is unworthy, in my opinion. So...
He's not worthy.
And James, you're welcome to call in, of course, but not again today. You only get one a day.
Make it a good one.
So we do have an unnamed caller.
Ooh.
Unnamed caller from Missouri. You're
actually
talking.
You actually interrupted his screening process, by the way.
Oh,
he wasn't even on hold yet. But here he is.
I'm live.
What's your name?
My name is Dave.
Hey, Dave, you're live.
Thanks. I'm in St. Joe, Missouri. But I had heard your comments. I can't get your program
Hey, Dave.
Live.
Hey, Dave, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We'll come back to you. We'll come right back to you. Just hang on the line, okay? All right, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Do you have a weird name? Do you know somebody with a weird name? Give us a call. Let us know the most outlandish name that you're aware of. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating and relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A rocket attack struck near the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. The attack did not injure any personnel, and the coalition remains committed to supporting the government of Iraq to defeat ISIS, according to Colonel Miles Kagans, a spokesman for the U.S. military operation. He added they are not able to identify who was behind the attack. No one has claimed responsibility, and the incident remains under investigation. Three Iraqi officials said that two of the rockets fell inside the U.S. Embassy compound, while another hit near the coalition base. The Democratic Party has added an 11th presidential debate taking place in Phoenix on Sunday, March 15th. The debate, hosted by CNN and Univision, is taking place 2 days before voters head to the primaries in Arizona, which is emerging as a battleground in 2020. Illinois, Ohio, and Florida also hold their nominating contest on March 17th. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're in the right place. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We like to talk about freedom here. We've been talking tonight about folks naming their kids, interesting things and possibly outrageous things, in an effort to make sure that they have an appropriate social media
the
presence.
The freedom to name your kids what they want, because that doesn't exist in some countries.
I've always been a fan of sort of like, I guess your parents kind of have to pick something to call you, right?
Sure.
In some countries you can't name people what?
I don't know the country offhand. I can look it up during the next break. But there are certain countries in Scandinavia, mm-hmm. the northern European countries, where the government has a veto on what you can name your kids.
Oh,
so
wow.
The most famous one that I looked at recently, there was a soccer player up there who made sure that his wife gave birth out of country so that he could name the kid, and then immigrate the kid back into the country because the name that he
wants. So that's okay. You can have a name elsewhere and bring it in.
You can have a name, but if you give birth in that country,
wow.
and you want to put one of these, you know, if you want to put Mavery on the list, the government might say no.
They can downvote you, basically?
Yes.
Well, speaking of names, here's a website name that you'll want to remember. It's local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. So let's pick up where we left off. We had Dave from Missouri. Sorry about that, Dave, but we're back. Yo, and
hello.
You're on air.
Yeah, hello. Unfortunately, I'm listening to a delayed broadcast, and so what I had to comment on will not be a sequitur.
That's okay. You can comment on anything you want.
Yep. It's Free Talk Live for a reason, Dave. Go ahead.
Okay, then you can call me Sign 444. But the my purpose of calling was you had a gentleman on an earlier show, must have been last Saturday, talking about Trump policies, and he wasn't very literate. Speaking
Trump?
Of what about Trump? Yeah, he was talking about Trump in specific. You had asked why. I think the topic involved what was the reason for supporting Trump. And he was going on and on, as I am just a mic, but he didn't mention any of the policies. I mean, certainly you wouldn't support Trump because of his personal comments, but I strongly support him for all of his policies.
All of his policies?
Well, let me speak specifically to what I think is strong. I think there need to be borders. And while unfortunate, I believe there need to be borders to every country. And while I'm not crazy about the wall, I have experience with relatives who lived in Harlingen and had the opportunity to experience firsthand the expense in their community of a term that has become very negative, but it is very specific, and that's the anchor baby term. And while
why is that so important? Who cares where the kid is born?
I think it's very important because of then the subsequent following policies of this government that then allow our taxpaying dollars to end up supporting that family, which I don't support.
So why not just support not paying your taxes to the government if you don't want to support the welfare state?
Well, I think there are many programs that the government does supply that are of value.
So why not just send your tax dollars to those programs specifically?
Well, I don't believe that's an agreement that we continue to make. We have the freedom to leave the country if we want.
When did you agree to pay your taxes?
How do you have the freedom? I'm sorry. How do you have the freedom to leave the country if you want? It seems to me you have to beg permission to leave.
Exit tax.
Passports.
Pardon?
No, it seems to me you have to beg permission to leave. You don't have freedom to leave.
Oh, absolutely. Have you never traveled overseas?
You can't travel overseas unless you have a passport.
That's correct.
That's a permission
slip. You have to beg permission in order to get a passport. Just kind of like when you were in school, you had to get a hall pass to go to the bathroom.
Well, but pardon me, let me ask you this. Have you had difficulty getting a passport?
I have not, but that doesn't mean that some people don't.
And that means
and they're making it harder because now they're like people who owe back taxes.
Right,
they're not
they check your taxes.
Hang on, Dave, let me ask you a question, Dave. Why are human beings the only creature on the planet that are required to have passports to travel?
I think that's false. Have you ever attempted to take your animal overseas?
Have you ever seen ducks check in at customs before they fly south?
I apologize for the duck reference that you made. No, I have never tried a duck, but I have tried dogs.
Have you ever seen ducks check in at the customs checkpoint to show their passport?
I missed that program, but I would look forward to it.
Passports didn't even exist, from what I understand, until World War II. Isn't that right?
It's a wartime effort, yeah.
Yeah, so
it was supposed to be a temporary wartime effort.
Everybody was fine traveling around without permission slips prior to that.
Yeah, there's one thing I want to compliment you folks on. You have done some of your history, which most people in America fail to do, and I think that's it's very unfortunate. They really don't check in on what is available to them. Now it's a library on the Internet, so you can check in on anything.
Dave, let's get back to your other comment about supporting the border. I'm curious,
yeah.
Do you also support internal checkpoints?
You would have to define what you mean by internal checkpoints. I have no problem with people with, for example, Bloomberg's stop, talk, and frisk. I have no problem with that.
Whoa. Wow, you're a total police statist. Man, that's pretty sick, dude.
I have no problem with it.
Show us your papers.
So, like, you'd feel good if a cops came up to you and said, we're going to frisk you now? Show us your papers?
Well, yeah, let me ask you this. In the event of being in a high-crime area, which I don't know whether you folks have ever been. I've been a reporter. I have done these things, but I don't want to talk about me. But
What does it matter if we've ever been to a high-crime area, or anybody for that matter? What makes stop and frisk okay?
I think if you have been, you understand the policy of stop, talk, and frisk. It is not the...
No, I don't.
It is not go to the red line of, there's a black man, let me stop him. That is not...
I'm pretty sure it went to that way. that's the actual practical application of said policy.
If I'm in a dangerous area, it's my responsibility to know how to protect myself, not to expect the police
true.
To go around and violate people's rights. Again, I ask you the question, would you feel good when a cop comes up to you and says he needs to see your papers and he's going to frisk you?
I have been there. And so I felt fine when they stopped me, asked for my driver's license. That was back in the day, if I can use that terminology. And asked for my driver's license. And yes. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, so you're a total obedience, boot-licking police statist. You're sad, dude. It's pathetic.
Well, please,
why don't you kiss that boot a little bit harder?
Yeah, please don't get down to derogatories. You're much better than
that. That's exactly what you are. You're sitting here making excuses for stop and frisk, which violates people's rights wholesale on the streets anytime the cops want to.
Pardon me, sir. I'm not.
There's no pardoning you. You're pathetic.
All right, thanks for the call tonight, Dave. Wow, what a mindlessly obedient automaton.
I don't want people like that around me.
855 450 free.
This is why we can't all live together.
It's just amazing.
Is it helicopter trucking time?
It's amazing.
No, I just don't want to be around this person. People like that.
Free
Get
Talk
out of here.
Live. Give us a call if you want to call in and talk. We're here.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio show where you can talk about whatever you want and take control of the air. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And tonight, I am your host, L Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
It's Ian.
And Richie Rich.
And we have been talking a lot about names. Who was the sports guy, maybe the basketball player, that named all of his kids the same thing?
George Foreman named all his kids George. He's a boxer, though.
Right. Sorry. I don't know many sports, but I do remember that there was a guy who named all of his
George
kids
the first, George the second, George the third, right? Like, wasn't
I don't even
they
know,
numbered?
Well, I don't even think they were numbered. They were just George.
I would imagine there's got to be a way for him to be like, hey, number one, number two.
He might have referred to them as that. But I think his excuse was like, I'm a boxer. I'm going to be punch drunk at some point. I can remember the name George.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine being called number two? What a crappy name.
All the time.
Speaking of names, this one's not crappy. It is the Edge Wallet. And it is now available for the iOS and the Android. It's a mobile wallet for your cryptocurrency. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. It's user-controlled. You own your money. And they support BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. And as a matter of fact, just this evening, I was part of a group of people who used maybe different wallets, but we all paid for our dinner in cryptocurrency. And that is one of the bonuses about living in the Keene, New Hampshire area.
George Foreman has 10 children, by the way. I'll give you their names here in a moment.
The commercial that I remember from when I was a kid was there was only five at the time. Are they still all named George, like all 10?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, Edge Wallets. If you want to learn more about the wallet and how awesome it is, just visit edge.app. That's edge.app. So,
five sons, George Jr., George the Third, George the Fourth, George the Fifth, and George the Sixth. They're also known by nicknames, Monk Red, Joe Big Wheel, and Little George. And his five daughters are Mitchie, Georgetta, you knew that was coming, right?
Yep.
Frida George, Natalie, and Leola.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so the younger ones. You'd find curved off there.
I was waiting for, like, Bob or something, you know.
What about Georgina?
Oh, jeez.
I think some of that, the junior and whatever, that could just be, like, the naming convention for the state to identify.
Let's go straight away to your calls and your thoughts. We have Garth in Tennessee calling in. Garth, you're live on the radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The unusual name thing, you know, I was named Garth in the 60s. That was an unusual name. And I guess there's two sides to it. One thing, kids are really cruel. If you stand out and you've got an unusual name, they're going to poke fun.
True.
But, you know, as I grew older, I learned to, you know, I learned to appreciate my name. But then that country singer guy came along, and now it's...
He changed everything, huh?
Every time I introduce myself, it's, oh, Garth Brooks. And I was like, who the hell is that?
Do you get the party on, Garth, as well?
Yeah, nice. I got that for a lot of years. I got the Garth Vader thing, you know.
Garth Vader,
that's a good one.
Yeah, I got that crap. I appreciate the unusual name, but beware if you do name your kid something weird. Other kids love to poke fun, and
that's true.
I don't think it takes an unusual name for that to happen.
Yeah,
well, that's true. Anything. I wore glasses, so I mean that was part of it.
Four eyes.
Whatever.
Well, and then there's names that...
I thought about suing Garth Brooks, because every time I introduce myself, it's, whoa, Garth Brooks, you know. I thought about suing him, you know, but I don't know. I don't know if it'll work or not.
Are you older than Garth Brooks?
You should just use it to get restaurant reservations.
I was before he was, you know.
Yeah. So I don't know if you have a case, but, you know.
Just use it to get restaurant reservations to sell Garth.
Money, you know?
Any other thoughts, Garth?
No, that's it. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. You know, there are certain names that, like, when I was growing up, were, like, grandmotherly names, stuff that, like, folks would never consider, like, Naomi.
Myrtle.
And Myrtle, right, yeah, Ethel, right, yep. You know. But then, like, it's like Garth was saying, right, it only takes one person to get famous, and then all of a sudden that name's in vogue again, right? You know, oh, yeah, I want to name my girl Naomi now because, you know, some famous Naomi, you know, came around or whatever.
Yep.
So... going straight away again to your calls and your thoughts, we have Johnny in South Carolina. Johnny, you're live.
Hey, how y'all doing? Thanks for having me.
Good. Thanks, Johnny. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I heard y'all discussing the anchor baby thing, and I had a question for you. You know, if we completely opened borders, what do y'all think would happen?
Oh, man, wouldn't that be
freedom
nice?
Ring.
We could, like, get people to come here who want a better life for themselves, and they would bring cool ideas and businesses and, you know, whatever skills they have, and they wouldn't have to beg some bureaucrat's permission.
And it certainly wouldn't be as costly to do an activity that otherwise is called moving.
True.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Do y'all think this is the greatest country on earth?
Well,
that's a tough one.
Yeah, I mean,
on what metric?
Yeah, what are you looking at?
GDP, freedom.
It is not the most free.
Yeah. I mean,
it is not the most free. If you look at the
other country,
it's not true. It's a myth. It's a myth, sadly. I mean, I wish it were true, but if you want to go and check out the Heritage Foundation, which is an American based.
You tell me. You say it's not true. You tell me.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, your claim that this is the most free country is belied by the Heritage Foundation's Free the World study. Fraser Institute also does one of them, and they rank the economic freedom. I'm about to. Okay. They rank every year, they rank the 180 or so countries of the world based on both economic and personal freedom, and the United States is usually, like, within the top 20, but it's not number one.
Yeah.
It's been out of the top 10 for a while.
Sorry.
Okay, so tell me another country with freedom of speech. A single country.
Well, the U.S. has some things that are better than other countries. There's no doubt about that. So there is a relative freedom of speech here, and that doesn't exist in a lot of other places. You're right about that. But as far as economic freedoms are concerned,
that is the single most important freedom.
I'm glad that you feel that way.
Anything if you can't speak about it.
I certainly agree with you that it is a very important freedom, but as far as economic freedoms are concerned, Singapore, for instance, beats the pants off of the United States.
What if they allow you the freedom
of
speech?
Kidding?
You can say what you want.
There is no other place in the world. Let me tell you something. All right, just 10 years ago, I was homeless, sleeping in the woods in a tent. There is nowhere else in the world where if you work your butt off and you keep your nose clean, I make over $100,000 a year now. Nobody
wow, congratulations.
Can do that. I have no college education. Anybody can do it, but you can't do it with excuses. And that's why I get so upset when people make excuses and people argue the fact that other people can't help themselves. I know that's a lie.
I agree with you. You absolutely should be able to help yourself and you know, pull yourself up from your bootstraps and all that. But unfortunately, there's a whole lot of bureaucracy that stands in the way of people making a better life for themselves here in the United States. And in some other places of the world, those bureaucracies don't stand in people's way. Like Singapore and Hong Kong, I think. I can pull up a list for you if you like. There's usually like 10 or 15 countries that have more economic freedom than the United States.
Oh, you mean places that don't have open borders?
Well, we were talking about economic freedom, okay? If you want to talk about the freedom to move around, you're right. There are a lot of countries on the planet that are very restrictive when it comes to the freedom to come and go. And that's sad. Yep. So I think that the United States should have more freedom, don't you?
So let me just get to the one point I was making.
Okay.
So I do believe this is the greatest country on the face
clearly.
Of the earth. I know
without evidence, you believe it.
Okay. No, my life is evidence.
So, no, that's actually a case study, sir. It's not actual, it's not real evidence as far as anything on a wide scale.
Okay. I think that most people would think that you're completely silly to think that this isn't the greatest country on the face of the earth. I mean, come on now. In the 17th century alone, we defeated the greatest military power. By the 19th century, we was the richest country.
I'm sorry, Johnny. Were you in the trenches at Verdun?
Yeah, you're right. I can tell by the way you're talking. You're not an American because you're not proud to be American.
I'm not a real American. I didn't watch Hulk Hogan. I'm not a real American.
Training the president of Biden's brother.
Yeah, I didn't watch Hulk Hogan either.
I don't believe things blindly because the indoctrination centers taught them to me. I actually, look things up, and hold on the line, Johnny. We'll bring you back.
Facts and statistics
facts
coming up.
And evidence on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I wish he was right.
Yeah, I mean, I have a point to make about the free speech thing as well when we come back.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.